Mr. Herman.
Poop again!
Party on, dude!
10, 5, 4, 3, 2. Extreme close up!
Welcome back in to the Radcast, everybody. I am Steven.
I am Matt.
And we are actually recording for the first time in 2023.
Yes, that's right.
Weird, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, I had COVID for a little bit.
Yeah, that is the reason why we did not have an episode for you last week.
Mm-hmm.
The first week of January, we were able to pull out the second bonus that we had done with our sister Samantha. Hopefully you all listened and enjoyed it.
I certainly did.
I certainly did too. Thank you for those of you who have given us feedback on it. The likes of Joe Gilbert,
mm-hmm.
Jake Vilawald,
yes,
gave us some great feedback. And again, thank you to our sister Samantha, who we cannot wait to get back with her for her fifth appearance on the show to be in the Five Timers Club later on in the year. But for right now, because of the holidays, because of Matt getting COVID,
mm-hmm.
And because of other circumstances, as you can tell, we have not been able to stick with our annual JCVD January.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah,
so that being said, we more than likely will just do something else for next week.
Something else.
We'll do JCVD January next year.
Might just do 2004 for next week.
Exactly.
We haven't done a retrospective in a while.
Yeah, we may to do something special to honor the end of the month. We may shake it up a bit.
Yeah.
For 2004. Shake it up.
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 All right.
I love the cars.
Yes. 2023, we will continue to be buffoons. Jesus Christ. 2023, we will continue to be buffoons.
Yep.
But for our first time recording in 2023, and now that we're 3 weeks into the year, we decided to do something we haven't done in almost 3 years, and that is...
Really?
Yeah.
That's right.
At least the Radcast. Sucktastic, we did one, but it's been... We did...
Yeah.
But it's been almost 3 years since we've done one of these for the Radcast.
Yeah.
A question and answer. Q&A 3.
Yeah, exactly. I know in the last one, we got a few questions, mm-hmm. and then we kind of had, I think we did like a twist on it.
We like made some up for each other.
Got quite a bit of questions
for
this one.
Exactly.
Should fill out at least somewhat of a hearty episode.
Substantial enough episode. But we're excited. We're excited to answer these questions. You set out the call on our social media, which is just Instagram.
Yeah.
Want to just let everybody know what that is while I have
it
talking
is
about
our
it.
Instagram is we are at the Radcast. Cast is spelled with a K. The Radcast is all one word.
Mm-hmm.
We are just on Instagram. That is our only social media. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep.
So I sent out the call on my personal Instagram and on the Radcast Instagram.
Yes. And several people have answered.
Yes.
Several of our beautiful listeners have answered. So let's just jump right into it.
So the first question is from a friend of ours we haven't seen in a while. Her and her husband, we were very good friends with.
Mm-hmm.
I still consider them friends.
Of course. I do too.
So Helen Mayfield.
Yes. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Helen. Thank you. The first one to submit a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good question. Mm-hmm. And Helen asks, has there ever been a season when you were just totally dried up, creatively speaking?
Yes.
Yes. And so I guess creatively speaking, just given the nature of our podcast,
mm-hmm.
that it's pop culture.
Yeah.
And so there's a deep well of subjects that you can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of subjects, we haven't necessarily dried up, but we've gone through seasons, at least I've gone through seasons of feeling kind of burnt out just of the routine of recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's not, because recording is, it ends up being fun.
Oh, of course.
But I think between three podcasts
mm-hmm.
over the past 5 years,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's been one episode that I haven't had some sort of butterflies before.
Yeah.
And I hate feeling that way.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, especially on this show,
yeah,
because with Proper Gentlemen, we were able to kind of fall back on three other voices.
Yeah.
Or in my case, four other, your case, four other.
Yeah.
And kind of blend in a way. You and I, ever since doing this and doing Sucktastic, mm-hmm. have to lead every episode.
Sure.
We are the forefront. So there's definitely some sort of performance, like performance anxiety,
yeah.
in a way.
And it's the desire to want to sound good,
mm-hmm.
Sound like we know what we're talking about,
yeah.
sound knowledgeable about something, mm-hmm. putting out a fun product that people mm-hmm. want to listen to.
Yeah.
And constantly sitting, the fear of getting, being in a recording session and thinking, where is this going? How is this even going to mm-hmm. sound? Oh
yeah.
man, this isn't going very well. Having the fear of listening back
mm-hmm.
and being like, oh man, that didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with certain subjects, it's like, you know what you're capable of and you're worried that you're not going to fulfill those, your
mm-hmm.
own expectations.
Yeah.
And you're worried that you're going to listen back and be like, God, we could have done that way better.
Mm-hmm.
Which, fortunately, I haven't had we haven't had a whole lot of final products to where I've said that.
At least not in regards to our guests.
Right.
I know me personally, in regards to my performance,
yeah.
what
oh,
I
yeah.
brought to the table, I've gotten down
yeah.
on myself about it.
Sure,
as
absolutely.
Far as being creatively dry away from this show,
mm-hmm.
I had about a 3-year period to where, like, I couldn't, like, I would, of course... I didn't do anything creatively.
Mm-hmm.
Like from about 2015 till about 2018 when we started Proper
yeah.
Gents with Jake, Zach, and Jeff,
mm-hmm.
I like had these ideas to
yeah.
want to do things, but never had the driver,
yeah.
you know, the tools to do it, never
sure.
had the people to do it with.
Courage to pursue
the
it.
The courage to pursue
yeah.
it, you know, as far as like something like maybe songwriting,
sure.
like... I couldn't think of anything, like, lyric-wise, it didn't come mm. out as, like, lame.
Yeah.
You know, it's, or, like, just wanting to do, we used to do videos in
yeah.
high school and in college, you know, nothing in that
mm-hmm.
respect. Didn't even think about podcasts. So I would say if there was any sort of dry spell,
yeah.
it was for that 3 years between, like, 2015 and 2018,
sure.
where just creatively I didn't really dip my toes in anything.
Fair enough. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
It's one of those things to where, kudos to you for thinking outside of the podcast
yeah, no,
medium
for sure.
because I guess I could probably relate, not probably, I can relate to that in some form
mm-hmm.
or fashion, or having no motivation
mm-hmm.
or not being willing to accept that when you pursue something, you're not, you know, it's repetition that makes you good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just going to jump in and be good at something.
Yeah.
And it's tough to take those first steps and to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to put yourself through that.
Yeah. And then it's tough to be patient through your
right.
progress too.
Exactly.
So
yep.
it's just trusting the process, trusting being patient
yeah.
and kind of sometimes it takes willing yourself to do
mm-hmm.
something in order to really be fulfilled by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure. But once you take that step forward, you will see the fruits of your labor.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully,
yeah.
And at the end of the day, at least you can say you tried.
Yeah. And at least you have things that you can show people if ever
yeah.
they're interested.
Yep.
Nobody can take that away from you.
Exactly. All right. So thank you, Helen.
Yes.
Good
thank
question.
You. Hope to see you and Steve again.
Yes.
I always loved hanging out with you guys.
Same. Okay. The next question is from a buddy of ours who we used to work with, Mr. Ben Gebber.
Hello, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
For your question.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what is your favorite scene from A League of Their Own, not the There's No Crying in Baseball scene?
Right.
And my answer was just, I mean, short and sweet, pretty much any scene with John Lovitz.
I was going to say that. And to be different from you, the whole Hall of Fame sequence at
yeah,
the end.
Yeah, I was thinking
yeah.
about that as well.
If you want to hear our thoughts more in depth on A League of Their Own,
yeah.
we did an episode back in July with current, The most recent inductee in the Five
yeah.
Timers Club, Jess Weed,
yep.
who we just had on for Christmas Nostalgia. And go check that out. Go check out A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
We had such a great time.
Excellent
conversation. Wonderful episode.
Yep.
So yeah, anything with John Lovitz
yeah.
or the entire sequence
yeah.
of
yep.
Of the Baseball Hall of
oh,
Fame.
Yeah. He's not in the movie for very long, but he makes the absolute
oh,
most
yeah.
of it.
Exactly.
Every single scene is funny
mm-hmm.
That he's in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ben, for your
yes,
question.
Yes, thank you, Ben.
So we got three from Mr. Dave Little.
Dave Little.
Former guest. Big supporter of the show.
Former guest and future guest.
And future guest,
yes.
exactly. And current guest.
And current guest.
Hello, Dave.
Dave is here with us.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my question. No.
Don't you watch the news?
Don't you watch the news? One of Dave's questions is, what was your favorite thing about 2022? And I have a few.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
Coming back to the Cardinals mm-hmm. and hitting 700 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think he could do it.
Yeah.
I was just happy. I was nostalgic about the homecoming mm-hmm. of it. But he was 21 home runs off, and he was not the same Albert Pujols.
Kind of
over the last few years.
Kind of counting him out,
yeah.
To be honest.
I did,
mm-hmm.
and I shouldn't have, because he had a glorious comeback in mm-hmm. his final season and ended up hitting 700.
Ugh.
And it was so cool.
It potentially ended his career with 703.
Yes.
Which so
surpassed it.
Mm-hmm.
So excellent. Completely exceeded expectations.
Surpassed Babe Ruth in our career RBIs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Man, it was a great season.
So definitely that. Reconnecting mm-hmm. with old friends. Our
yeah.
friends Kim and Courtney.
That was like 2021.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Further yeah. reconnecting than 2022.
Sure. Yeah. So, but reconnecting with old friends,
yes,
in general.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I started my tattoo sleeve in 2022,
yeah.
which it's almost finished. I have like one session left. Mm-hmm. And it was going to be, New Year's Eve was going to be the last session, but
yes.
I had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my favorite
yes.
things.
Yes. And I know it sounds like I'm being biased here because of who asked it, but
sure.
one of my favorite things included with, you know, inside of the realm of being around friends,
yes.
you know, are many weeks going to David
yeah.
Stephanie's
yep.
to hang out,
exactly.
watch a movie, record, do something,
yep.
hang, you know, Katie Leggett being there and
yep.
all of us going out and doing things. That's
yep.
a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Kim and Courtney,
yeah.
them, like us going out, hanging out with them, them coming to my apartment, us watching like Christmas movies
yeah.
like a few months
yeah.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then like just hanging out with friends, going to Decatur, always
yep.
to see Jeff and Katie.
Exactly.
And just, yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, whenever you say, what was your favorite thing about a whole year?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a
blur.
You're
going to miss something.
You're going to miss
it's
stuff.
Totally
it's
a blur.
And also, bringing this show back.
Yeah, of course.
That was a good time.
Of course.
I've loved it, and I've been so excited brainstorming
yep.
more episodes to do, getting with Jeremy Weed about some certain subjects
yep.
to do, and just excited.
Yeah.
You know, so glad we brought this back. I really feel like this podcast is our true calling as far as in the podcast
Agreed.
Realm.
Yeah.
And just being with friends, hanging
yep.
out with people, kind of playing catch up with what we missed out on
mm-hmm.
2021, those
yeah.
times where we couldn't hang out with people.
It's true. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dave's next question is top three actors/actresses. Not like top three of each, but like
right.
your top three, if it's an actor, if it's an actress,
right.
whatever. And so my top three, Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Fraser,
mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks.
Mine are, oh, sorry. Yes.
And then I had a couple like sub in, if,
yeah.
if I needed to sub in, John Candy and Robin Williams.
Okay, yeah. Mine are Kurt Russell.
Nice.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Robin Williams.
All right.
To throw in, of course, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
And then show some love to Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
They're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So
and Sally Field.
And
Robin Wright.
And Mark McGrath.
Even though he is a hottie, I won't deny that.
Mary Roach, American
Mary Roach,
Idol.
Mary Gilbo, if she ever made it big.
Yep, which she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
she should stay doing hair because that's what she's good at.
Exactly.
If you don't know what video we're talking about, don't worry about it.
Look it up.
Yeah, look it up. And then Dave's third question is top three favorite athletes.
I'm going to go the three big sports that
okay.
I pay to. So out of the four,
sure.
out of the four main American sports,
yeah.
Well, hockey is Canadian,
right?
Out of the big four, in regards to like hockey,
yeah.
basketball, baseball, and football,
yeah.
I've always paid attention to just the three, or to just three of them.
Right.
I wish I were more into basketball
right.
in the '90s. However, favorite hockey player is Joe Sakic,
right?
Colorado Avalanche, Quebec Nordiques,
mm-hmm.
great, one of the greatest captains of all time,
yep.
600 plus career goals, Hall of Famer, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah. Favorite football player, Barry Sanders.
Yep.
And favorite baseball player and favorite athlete of all time,
King Griffey Jr.
Yep.
I didn't overthink it. I just quickly, just the first three that came to mind because there's so many.
Right.
So I just did Frank Thomas, Barry Sanders, and King Griffey Jr.
Yep.
So there you go.
Very good.
Yep. And so we got four questions from former guest Katie Leggett.
Yes.
And future guest, maybe, hopefully, who knows, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But friend of the show, supporter, Katie Leggett,
mm-hmm.
She asks, her first question is, if you could rewatch any movie for the first time ever, what movie would you watch?
I think this may be, I've been using this a lot, but recency bias, maybe because like, it's one of the more current movies that we just did like an mm-hmm. episode on,
yeah.
But it's still fresh on my mind. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Ooh, good
I think that's something to where I truly and honestly, if I could go see that in the theater again,
yeah,
for the first time to just experience that.
Oh yeah,
it was such an emotional ride.
Yep.
And if you want to hear us talk about it, we talk about it with David Gresham Port.
Yep.
We did it back during our quote unquote Spidey summer.
Right.
But
summer.
Yeah. I would probably say top of my head, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Beautiful. Mine's The Crow.
Mm, yes.
Just given, I mean, before we even watched the movie, because mm-hmm. it's rated
R. Right.
And we kind of kept to that rule of like, we thought our mom didn't want us to watch rated R movies until we were
17, which is like technically the age, I guess.
Yeah. But we watched this when we were 16. Because it was one of those things, our brother Andrew, who mm-hmm. was on the Willow
was
episode,
on Willow, yeah.
Showed it to us. And so it was one of those things where it's like, well, he's watching it with us, so it's probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
To which I'm sure now, if we would have told her, she'd probably been like, oh, I wouldn't have cared if you watched R-rated movies
Not
before
just
then.
That, but there's a story behind that, which we...
Yeah.
Which, if you would like to hear it, I'm sure we'll rehash it right now. But if you want to hear our history with The Crow, we talked about the movie all the way back in 2020 with our younger brother, Tyler.
Yep.
It was our season two premiere.
Yes.
But not only that, but like it was one of those movies that met/exceeded our expectations.
Yes.
Because when we were 15, we discovered the beautiful website retrojunk.com.
Yeah.
But it was something, it was a movie we'd always kind of heard about.
Right.
You know, growing up watching shows mm-hmm. on like E or on VH1 or something like that, of like the onset tragedies or celebrity tragedies, something like that. There was always the story of Brandon Lee's death on the set of The Crow. Not to mention just the movie itself is very shrouded and like the macabre.
It's very melancholy.
It's melancholy, very much black and white.
Yeah.
But there was that interest. So anytime we're interested in something, Matt and I will research the shit out of it.
Yep.
We
get sink our teeth in. It gets our hooks in us.
Exactly. That's why we were so gung-ho and obsessed with wrestling in junior high.
Yep.
But we were interested in The Crow. We were like 15.
Yep.
And we were like, well, what is this movie? So we just Wikipedia'd everything about it, read mm-hmm. articles about it, IMDb facts about it, the synopsis about it. Like, we researched everything about it.
Behind the scenes.
Behind
stuff.
The scenes.
Yep.
So, but it was at the time 15, 16 years old to where we couldn't watch it yet. And then when we finally watched it, I was like, that was exactly what I hoped for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So that's a big reason why I chose it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember it meeting expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that is my pick.
Yep.
The Crow. The next question Katie asks is, what movie has the best soundtrack? Another great question.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, this isn't my pick for the best, but one I listen to a lot, and it's very nostalgic and a great soundtrack, mm-hmm. is the original Sam Raimi Spider-Man soundtrack.
Yes, exactly. We played that a lot.
Oh,
and that was one of my earliest memories of just being like so taken by a movie, swept in by a movie that like I was sad when the experience was mm-hmm. over, and we wanted everything because we wanted to maintain that feeling and stay connected to it. Which, if you want to hear us talk about that,
we have a lot of episodes.
Yeah, we talked about Sam Raimi Spider-Man 20th anniversary mm-hmm. with Jake Vila-Wald and Jeff Wright back in our Spider-Man summer.
Spidey summer.
What is that?
Whip.
What is that from? The summer.
Isn't it the Cars?
Summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn it upside down.
Yep, another Cars reference. And we're not talking about ka-chow.
No, we're not talking about ka-chow.
We're not talking about ka-wow.
Ka-wow. The only reason I'm saying wow is it's not as popular as it used to be.
Yeah.
So yes, the first Raimi Spider-Man soundtrack is Sublime.
Yep.
No Sublime on it, though.
Right.
Sum 41 is on it. Yes. This is a great question, and I'm kind of breaking the rules of the question, and I'm giving my top five favorites.
It's your show.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm a fun girl. I'm going to give my top five favorites.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say definitively that these are the best, except...
Right.
My number one is probably known by a lot as the best.
Right.
That's Purple Rain.
Great soundtrack.
Top to bottom. And this is tough because also Prince has a banger of a soundtrack where he wrote all original music for the 89 Batman.
For Batman.
Movie.
Yep.
Except on there's one or two songs I always skip.
Same.
Lemon Crush, no thank you.
Yeah, no thanks.
Lemon Crush! Yeah. But Purple Rain. Every single song
is
a
good.
Hit.
Yep.
It's amazing. But Purple Rain, The Crow, Rocky IV.
Yeah.
Listen to that a lot. The Wedding Singer.
Oh, great soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Spider-Man 2002.
Yep.
Honorable mentions. I mean, we just talked about it. The Lost Boys.
Ah, Lost Boys.
If you want
Katie Leggett was on
that. If you
want to
hear us gush about that, we talked about it with Katie Leggett back during our Halloween episodes.
Yep.
Clueless.
Clueless does have a great soundtrack.
Never Been Kissed.
Great soundtrack.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
And Empire Records.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
A variable cornucopia of great soundtracks.
Yes, exactly.
And so Katie's last question is, what is your favorite movie of all time?
Rocky II.
Hook.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is Hook.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that movie so many times growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I can quote so much of it. Most people are fine with that. Most people don't like that.
Yeah.
But it's a great movie. The fantasy of it is so whimsical. John Williams' score, Steven Spielberg, Robin Williams, Dustin Hoffman loses himself.
Tour de force.
In the Captain Hook character so many times. People will watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, God, I can't believe that's Dustin Hoffman. Like when you know, you can hear it.
Yeah.
But he just is unrecognizable.
Yeah.
So great.
And it helps that we just watched it.
Right.
Too. And I said Rocky II real quick.
Rocky II's amazing.
We grew up with the Rocky movies.
Yep.
One is, of course, an Oscar-winning film. The only one of them to win an Oscar.
Yep.
At least for Best Picture. But Rocky II does what a good sequel should. It continues the first one, but builds upon it, gives more depth.
Yep.
It fleshes out the relationship of Rocky and Adrian more.
Yep.
It adds different points of tension that are very real.
Yeah.
And then Rocky is facing this self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
He's not wanting to put himself through the punishment of boxing anymore.
Yeah.
At least Adrian doesn't want him to, and he loves nobody more than Adrian, and he wants to honor that.
Yep.
But also there's this shot to his quote-unquote manhood with what Apollo's trying to do.
Yeah. Which Apollo is a more three-dimensional character.
Apollo has this massive chip on his shoulder against Rocky. He feels like he should have won the first fight.
I won, but I didn't beat him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The man
you got
kept
the decision.
Exactly. It's like the man kept coming after you.
Yeah.
I could go where one of these days we're going to do Rocky episodes. We did Rocky 5 with Dan Drake.
Yep.
But Rocky 2 is my favorite because that and Hook are two movies that you watch them and have enjoyment for them in one way as a kid, but you start applying more depth to them and getting more out of it as an adult.
Yeah.
And Hook, you can definitely see that as, I know some people may scoff at me saying Rocky II is like that just because of like, they see it as this like masculine, like adrenaline fueled, beat your chest type movie.
There's so much more to the Rocky movies.
There is absolutely so much more to the Rocky movies. And one of my dreams is to write a book that extrapolates more out of the Rocky franchise than people give it credit for.
Yeah, exactly. It's mostly, you hear it a lot as a punchline.
No pun.
And people try and make it surface level, and it's really not.
No,
Sylvester Stallone's no dummy.
Yeah, even 3 and 4, which were definitely more filled with machismo, and definitely
80s,
4
overblown.
Is so over the top with an 80s sheen
even
on it.
Even those have a depth to them.
Absolutely.
So, great choice.
Thank you.
So this is from our friend Evan. Mr. Evan Kinney, This one is very specific to an Instagram page. He sends us videos from the page a lot.
Yes.
And they're very funny videos from a page called PDUSA.
Mm-hmm.
And PD is, he's an indie musician who, he rose to prominence on Instagram during the pandemic with hilarious videos.
They really are really funny.
Usually he plays all the characters in the videos and he's pretty monotone. There's a lot of swearing that is like lazily bleeped.
Yeah.
Like there's bleeps in there. He'll say like fuck, but there'll be a bleep, but the bleep is mistimed and he still says fuck.
Yeah.
So just stuff like that. Like absurd situations in the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so Evan asks, do you have your own Eggman like Petey? And if so, what are his political views? This is in reference to a video to where, again, Petey plays all the characters. The main character has a designated Eggman who's out in his chicken coop, whom he has a symbiotic relationship with. The Eggman grows eggs from his weenus.
Yes.
And there's another character who's very confused about the relationship.
Yep.
And the main character, the side character is like, what do you offer him in return if it's a symbiotic relationship? He says, I offer him simulating political discourse. And he's like, oh, what are his, who does he like? And he says Cruz, and he says Ted Cruz. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, his favorite actor's Tom Cruise and Terry Cruz. He likes to take cruises. His favorite Florida Georgia Line show is Cruz. He's a hardline Cruz guy.
Yeah.
So it isn't so much he's a Republican, he just likes Cruz.
Yeah, exactly.
And so basically Evan's asking, who's your Eggman and what are his political views? And so I'd like to use this as a call to Evan, if you're listening, which I know you are, because you submitted a question, and you also said you've been listening to several of our episodes.
Thank you. I did not know that.
Yes. Evan, will you be our Eggman?
Be my Eggman. Be my walrus. Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Cuckoo-ca-choo, Evan. Yes. Be our Eggman.
Yes. Evan has
Return
not...
Return our calls, please.
Evan's political party, if he's our Eggman, is Bull Moose.
Is Bull Moose.
Yes.
So, thank you for the question.
You are
Evan.
My Eggman. You are my Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes, exactly. So, our final question is from our cousin Glenn.
Yes.
And he asks an age-old question that man and woman has been trying to answer for ages.
Mm-hmm.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? And the answer is one, a two, a three.
Three.
Yes.
I would answer that by owl kick your ass.
Yes.
Yes.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
What a way to end
what
this
Q&A. What a way to end it, everybody. Thank you so much for those of you who have submitted questions.
Yep.
I hope we answered them sufficiently enough for you.
Please let us know on Instagram if we did not.
Yes, we will see. Mm-hmm. But our first recording in 2023.
Yep.
Thank you all for joining
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
I know we get silly and we got silly down at the end there, but we really do love all of you.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for making 2022 very fruitful.
Yes.
And we cannot wait to give you more entertainment in 2023 here. So until the next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you can be rad? We'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.